And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 28th of July, 2025. July 28th is National Sea Star Day. Despite their common and very misleading name of starfish, sea stars are not actually fish. Since they don't have a backbone, they belong to a group of invertebrates called echinoderms. Echinoderm means spiny skin. Sea stars are related to other echinoderms like sea urchins, sea cucumbers, sea sponges, and sand dollars. Sea stars do not have gills, scales, or fins like fish. There are around 2,000 different species of sea stars living in all the world's oceans, where they occupy a variety of habitats, including tidal pools, rocky shores, kelp beds, and coral reefs, from warm tropical zones to frigid polar regions. Some sea stars are even found on sandy seabeds 9,000 meters deep. Sea stars have no blood. They use filtered seawater to pump nutrients through their nervous system. Most sea stars have five arms surrounding a central disc-shaped body, although some sea stars can grow as many as 50 arms. Their arms are covered with pincer-like organs and suckers that allow the animal to slowly creep along the ocean floor. They also have eye spots on the tips of their arms, which allow them to sense light and dark and help them find food. To help protect themselves, these incredible invertebrates have evolved several effective defense mechanisms, as well as their tough, prickly, armor-like skin. Some have striking colors that camouflage them amongst plants and coral or scare off potential attackers. Sea stars are able to regrow lost or damaged limbs. If under attack, some sea stars will even shed an arm to escape the predator. But this regeneration takes a while. It can take up to a year for a lost limb to grow back. Sea stars eat inside out. When they capture prey, their tiny suction cups grab a hold of their food, and then their stomach exits their mouth to digest the food and re-enters the body when they're done eating. Sea stars can weigh up to 11 pounds, and the average lifespan of a sea star is an impressive 35 years. Sea stars aren't social creatures. Instead, they are solitary and spend most of their life alone. They will, however, sometimes congregate in large groups during certain times of the year to feed. Sea stars exhibit both sexual and asexual reproduction. Sexual reproduction involves males and females releasing sperm and eggs into the water, which then fertilize externally. Asexual reproduction can occur through fragmentation, where a piece of the sea star, including part of the central disc, can regenerate into a new individual. Animal agriculture is a leading cause of ocean acidification, which harms sea stars and other marine animals. Animal agriculture contributes significantly to greenhouse gas emissions, including carbon dioxide. The Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations estimates that animal agriculture accounts for 18% of greenhouse gas emissions, exceeding all forms of transportation combined. These gases lead to the acidification of the oceans. Eat a plant-based diet for sea stars today. And here's a poem for today, Starfish by Mary Oliver. In the sea rocks, in the stone pockets under the tide's lip, in water dense as blindness, they slid like sponges, like too many thumbs. I knew this, and what I wanted was to draw my hands back from the water. What I wanted was to be willing to be afraid. But I stayed there. I crouched on the stone wall while the sea poured its harsh song through the sluices, while I waited for the gritty lightning of their touch, while I stared down through the tides leaving, where sometimes I could see them, their stubborn flesh lounging on my knuckles. What good does it do to lie all day in the sun, loving what is easy? It never grew easy, but at last I grew peaceful. All summer my fear diminished as they bloomed through the water like flowers, like flecks of an uncertain dream. While I lay on the rocks, reaching into the darkness, learning little by little to love our only world. Starfish by Mary Oliver. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to love our only world.